dark in the city, night is a white.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Fierce. It's time for another recap show where me and Miss Amy McCracken of the VRO.com sit down together and talk about one of the best shows on television, Gotham. And it is Monday, December 14th. Now, some of y'all are probably like, wait, let me see. December 14th, Gotham's already had the fall finale, and then you guys... Yes.
Yes. We're a couple weeks late.
Couple. It's almost been like a month. Next week will be a month. We're going to be talking about two episodes, but we're going to individually record them.
Yes.
So it's going to be two separate shows, but I'm just telling you now, so some of y'all are like, when are y'all going to do the fall finale? Right after this one. So this episode aired on November 23rd, just before Thanksgiving. I know... The episode was called The Son of Gotham. I have my notes here real quick. We're going to go through this and talk about it. Amy, you didn't know we were two behind, did you?
No, I forgot we did. I forgot we didn't even talk about the whole Bruce being kidnapped.
Amy hits me up the other day, a couple of days ago, and was like, are you ready to talk about the fall finale? I was like, we haven't done the other. She's like, what? Oh, crap.
Exactly.
So, yes, we're...
holidays have got... They got us.
Yes, they did.
Took us in.
Yes, they... I'm so behind on everything. I think I'm slowly catching up with Arrow. I'm like five episodes behind on The Flash.
But we're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah.
That's by the new year, and that's... I was talking to my friend Anna B. We have a mutual friend that lives in Australia, and I was talking to her, and she was like... And she's all cut up. She's like, oh, my God, you're missing out on Arrow and The Flash. And she was like, you know, that's the one thing about the mid-season finales for us is that it gives us some time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So for the new year. But let's talk Gotham, the son of Gotham. I have my notes, like I said. And this was a pretty exciting episode.
I enjoyed it.
You mentioned it. Chibs from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Kidnaps Bruce. Now, let me and be honest. When all that stuff went down in the beginning, were you like, holy crap balls, he's been kidnapped? Or did you have an idea that, is this all planned by Bruce?
I thought he was kidnapped. I was like, Chibs, don't hurt him.
See, yeah, I agree also. I in the beginning when he Selena's up in the tree and Bruce puts out his silver tongue into Silver's ear, I was like, you go. And I thought that was a good plan. But when I saw Chibs pull up in that van, I was like, wait a second. This is not part of it.
Yeah. I had no idea it was part of it.
Dude, he slapped the shit out of Bruce.
Yeah, he did.
In the face. But that was like an atomic bomb. I think I even tweeted during that moment there to come to find out that, you know, Selena walks out with Bruce and Chibs knows Selena. It was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I didn't see it coming. I loved it. They surprised me. I was screaming at my TV, cutter, 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 meaning Silver.
I know.
I was like, just cut her.
You
cut
don't,
her hand off.
You don't like her.
No, I still don't like her.
Well, you know, I mean, in the finale, she does.
I still don't like her.
Oh, gosh, whatever. But no, I really thought Selena and her were going to throw down. Selena does not like her at
all. Selena could kick her ass.
Yeah, I think so. As much as Silver wants to act like she's... No, she's from streets. Selena's from streets.
Exactly.
She could do backflips and jump and stuff and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyways.
And stuff.
And stuff. So that was a big moment. Big giant moment there. Let's rewind some to the beginning of this episode. What was going through your mind when Lee tried talking to Gordon and he had just got back from the funeral? And she's like, just come to bed. He's like, shh, get off me, bitch.
Well, he didn't say it like
that. He didn't say it like that, but
I still don't like Lee. I think that she's holding Gordon back, and without going into the finale, I don't know. I just don't think I don't think they're going to mesh well. They don't mesh. I don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why if anybody listens to our previous podcast from other seasons, I mean, Barbara was the same way. Barbara held down Gordon, and Gordon's a lone wolf. He's a bull. You know, and he's
going to do what he wants to do. And
hold on. He doesn't do what he wants to. He has to do. That's
exactly. And well, that's what I was going to say. He has to be that way to get stuff done.
Right. Oh, he has to. I mean, you're in Gotham, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. You know? You can't just sit back and be like, oh, the cops will take care of it.
True that. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see how. I mean, even the fall finale and even soon to come up in you know, when it returns, I'm wondering how that's going to. I mean, it seemed like in the fall finale she was kind of like, fine, whatever. But I don't know. I think that's just going to get on Gordon's nerves. I mean, look what happened with him and Barbara.
Yeah.
You know?
And I still think, I mean, it was – okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but was he dreaming about Barbara in this episode?
Yeah, he was. You know, he loved Barbara.
I think he still loves Barbara.
I think he loves her. He's not in love with her.
I don't know.
There's two different things. Guys can be that way.
I'm dreaming about my ex.
I know about some of your exes, and I hope you don't dream about them.
No.
Let's talk about Gordon and I thought Gordon fighting the monk was pretty badass.
Yeah.
They have some really good fight scenes. Stunt coordinators, all those, that crew, they do a really good job in Gotham.
They really do.
I really like that. Let's see what else. What would you think? What'd you think about that whole Alfred showing up at Theo's apartment and bam, there's my beautiful Tabitha there. They threw down.
I was hoping he'd kill her because, I mean, obviously we don't want anything to happen to Alfred.
True, but we also don't want anything to happen to Tabitha.
That's true.
Because I love her.
I know you do.
I do love her, but she's pretty badass. But Alfred really, I mean, we've seen Alfred throw out some punches. He really showed his skills.
He took a knife in the back.
Yeah, yeah, he was throwing down, and
this poor man is like, he's got stabbed in the side, he's got stabbed in the back, and he is still kicking.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. So it was good to see that fight. I mean, Tabitha's just a beast. Let's see what else. Did you see it coming when the old mayor was going to lie on the stands? Did you see that coming?
I totally seen that coming.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to die. He was a chump anyways.
Yeah.
That I mean, I'm surprised Gordon didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's one good thing about Theo. He's not a chump, and if he didn't want to kill our Bruce, I kind of liked Theo being the actual mayor of Gotham.
Yeah, he was Theo didn't play. And with his little monks, yeah, didn't know. But we see what happens to him. But yeah, I didn't see the stand thing. I was like, Gordon, really? You didn't see this coming? I knew that guy. He was a chump. Let's talk about Bruce and Selina real fast. We're going all over the place, but I have my notes. Who cares? Did you think they were going to kiss?
I did.
I know. And they didn't.
No, I don't think they're going to like give us that.
I don't know. Because if you really look at Bruce, he kind of, she wanted to know what he whispered in her ear, in Silver's ear. And he did tell her. And if you really look at it, they were, I mean, he had some game. You could feel the swag on him.
Yeah.
You know? So I really think that if he could have had just a little bit more chance to move in forward, because she got all flustered and she's like, I got to go. I think she would have kissed him. If Bruce would have just had a little bit more time. I think they will. You don't think they are?
I hope they do. I really like them together, even though, you know, she's going to be a bad person.
Not bad. She's not going to be bad. She's just going to be misunderstood.
Yeah, that's true. Just like Barbara. Misunderstood.
See, there you go. That's what it is.
I'm like totally team Barbara. She should have killed Lee, like...
I know. That's the only reason why you. That's the only reason why, because when Lee wasn't around and Barbara was with her, you like, I hate Barbara. I hate any vagina that gets on Gordon. And now,
like, Gordon's mine.
Oh gosh. What'd you think about the whole Penguin and Enigma thing? Like an old married couple.
I like it. I'm really enjoying them together.
Yeah, it was good to see them, and it was hilarious. Penguin calling just over stupid crap. And and Lee bringing up Miss Kringle to Enigma. That was a close call.
Yeah, but he played that off well, don't you think? Like, he was like crying, yes. And is like, can we get coffee to talk about it?
Yes. Now, do you think Lee is in danger?
Now,
hold on. Hey, hold on. Let me rewind a little bit. Before you answer that.
Do I want Lee to be in danger?
Exactly. I was going to say, I don't want you to, like, I know what you want. You want her dead. But do you think... Do you think Enigma is going to do something?
No, I don't think that she's in danger. I don't think.
you think she's fine with around? So you think if they go out for coffee and she starts asking about Kringle again, she's completely safe?
Well, I don't know if she starts putting her nose in stuff. I don't think she's pretty safe. But I think right now she's safe.
Yeah. But if you had – yeah. But if you could call Penguin, you'd be like – I mean, Enigma, you'd be like, take her out.
Yeah, exactly. I'd ring him up right now if you like
smash.
She's putting her nose where it does not belong.
Let's see what else. And this is the episode that we find out that Theo does know how to fight.
Yes.
Now, because this whole time he's like, oh, stop it. And, oh, good thing the good officers of, you know, Gotham. But, dude, he whoops on Gordon.
Yeah, he takes Gordon down. And that was surprising because we've seen Gordon take down quite a bit of people.
Yes. I was like, okay, he just... That was lucky. That was a lucky punch. Oh, that was a lucky throw. Oh, Gordon.
That was not lucky. That was just – he whooped Gordon's ass.
Dude, he wanted – and he made sure of it too. Like he was like, you know, I could have taken you out along. It just shows you that Theo is just – I mean, you can't – I mean, he's just – you cannot believe him at anything.
Exactly.
Big liar. But I was like, damn. But then, of course, you know, the Penguin saves him, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Saves the day. And then this episode ends where Theo shows up at Bruce's house and straight up doesn't even like beat around the bush. He just pulls out a dagger and says, I want your life.
Yeah.
And dun dun dun.
Poor Bruce is kidnapped again.
Can you never catch a break?
Nope.
But I mean, we already know. I mean, that's the crazy thing, because you know, you watch the show and you're like, nothing's gonna happen to him, because we already know what happens to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I feel for Bruce, because Theo was like, come on, come with me. I'm going to kill you. And there you go. Anything else?
That's it.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
A 10.
10 from Amy. I would have to agree with you. Great episode once again. Season 2 is just kicking the shit out of season 1.
Yeah, it really is. And then plus, this one got a 10 also because it has our Sons of Anarchy boy in it. And you know, we don't get the rest of the bikers, but we at least get him.
Yeah, we do get people. If you ever want to listen to some of the extraordinary recap shows, the Sons of Anarchy, Amy used to be on that show.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike joined towards the end.
Check out the VRO.com and you could hear some of those shows. And the reason why I'm poking fun at Amy and her crew is because you just got to listen to it. It's just crazy. It's just
because they just... No, jumped up and left me.
Well, they did leave you. I think all of them are gone.
They are, every one of them.
Yeah, you're like Jax and your crew just left you. And then, but people, if you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy, you've never watched, it's a great show. But
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, but you should watch the episodes and then listen to the girls, because it's hilarious how all the girls were like so disgusted about all the drugs and the murder and the death.
And I'm like, yes!
But that's what the show is about. And they're like, oh my God, too much blood. I'm like, what are you? Oh God, it's just hilarious. It's just funny.
Thank you for joining that last season, Mike.
Yes. Yes. You know, and I've thought about something, because I haven't posted it online, and I got a gift a long time ago, and it's the big giant box set, like the super duper box set of the Sons of Anarchy. I'm gonna post a picture.
I'll send you my address again. Christmas is around the corner.
Yes, and I thought about opening those up and reviewing each episode again.
That would be fun.
But just going over, because, you know, it's like we've already gone through it before, but just in a different take of, like, of the show.
Yeah, because we know what's going to happen. Right. Yeah, that would totally be fun.
So, people, I know that we kind of went on a tangent of Sons of Anarchy, but that's
sorry, guys.
That's a hint.
Watch it.
That's a
watch
hint, it. Gothamites, that you should check it out. Yeah. If you liked Chibs in this episode, which is the guy that kidnapped Bruce, you will love him in Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
So we both give it a 10. I think that's it. Coming up in just a few, we're going to record the fall finale.
Yes.
And that one got crazy. So we'll talk more about that in just a few. But before we go, let people know how they can find you on the internet.
They can go over to VarietyRadioOnline.com. They can find our Twitter there. It's thevro.com or the VRO on Twitter. We're on Variety Radio Online on Facebook. Just Google Variety Radio Online and you will find everything you need to know about us.
Sweet. So wherever you listen to this, you're probably checking this out here on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is my channel that has just different stuff on there. Amy has audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. So you can find our stuff there as well. You can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Instagram and Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, and of course, Facebook, iwatchmike. That is it for this recap for The Son of Gotham. Coming back, we'll have the review for the fall finale. Bye-bye.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.